I'm Teresa Hunsaker with Utah State University Extension in Weber County. Today I wanted to just chat a little bit about pumpkins and the use of pumpkins. After Halloween, we typically have maybe a few pumpkins still laying around, and I wanted to make a clarification on a couple of things. Sometimes people think that your jack-o'-lantern pumpkins are the very same as what we would use for making pies, and actually there's two different kinds of pumpkins. The pumpkin that is used as jack-o'-lantern pumpkin is not as sweet and has a more coarse texture to it. The pie pumpkins that are the smaller, sweet pumpkins are the ones that are used for pie making. That doesn't mean that your jack-o'-lantern pumpkin can't be used for all kinds of great things. You can actually bake casseroles inside them. You can put soups inside them, or you can make soups with them. Definitely, your sweeter pumpkin is good for things like your pies, but what about cookies, too, or sweetbreads like a traditional pumpkin bread? The really nice thing about pumpkins is that they can be steamed, they can be baked, they can be boiled, microwaved even, and so because they have so much versatility in the way that you can prepare them, they can be cooked in cubes or chunks, they can be cooled and pureed. It freezes great, but it freezes better cooked. And so don't forget the value of the pumpkin being built into a meal plan. All great uses of the pumpkin.